morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. And tell you what, a little cold rain out there this morning. Supposed to be an inch of rain today. Bring the water levels up, that's for sure. And might get some fish moving around. I don't know if we'll get any fishermen moving around, but this coming week looks pretty good, pretty good. I might have to go out to do a little perch fishing this week. I was actually supposed to do ice fishing yesterday on Deep Creek Lake. Plenty of ice on the lake, 20 inches of ice on the lake. However, temperatures in the 50s and rain during the week, getting to the ice on the lake would have been a little difficult. You know, I would have had to either tread water or walk across 20 feet of water to get to the, yes, and I ain't that guy, so, you know. But Deep Creek was a very, very long trip yesterday, as always. I enjoyed my time up there. There's an outdoor show. We might have John Brewer call in. I don't know if he's going to make it or not, but we set up a booth for the Garrett County at the Garrett County Fairgrounds for the Garrett County Outdoor Sports Show. Maryland Hunting Coalition will be there. Maryland Hunting Quarterly will be there, and our social media coordinator Laura will be on the scene today. She'll be working dual duty. She'll be talking about the quarterly as well as working the booth for the Maryland Hunting Coalition, promoting our raffle event and our upcoming dinner. For those of you who don't know, the dinner is at Martin's in Westminster. That's in the 140 Shopping Center up there. Just through the light there as you break into Westminster on the left-hand side, it's in the back of that shopping center. And the information is on the website, mdhuntingcoalition.org, and in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly Magazine. A lot of great stuff. A lot of hunts and guns and all that kind of stuff for the event. So we're just getting started. We're looking forward to a very, very good event with lots of merchandise that you can that we can raffle off and you can win, and we can, you know, have a live auction and a silent auction. I got to sneeze. Hold on. Well, when it shows up, I'll press the button. I'm sniffing here a little bit. So anyway. This week, however, this upcoming week on Tuesday, 17th, St. Paddy's Day, busy day for the Senate committee that hears the hunting bills and things like that. Senate Bill 748 will be heard on Tuesday, and I hope that some of you can show up to support the support hunting. What's at stake is the, quite frankly, the future of the deer population here in Maryland. And, you know, I sound a little low-key. I'm not as passionate as I am in an hour from now. But we're just getting started on the show. But let me tell you what this bill is all about. What this bill would do would be allow farmers who have crop damage permits, which are issued pretty much at will by DNR, to shoot deer, take them from the field, prepare them, and sell them. Now, the deer, as we talked last week, don't belong to the farmers, even though it happens to step on their property. The deer belong to you and I and all the citizens of Maryland. They belong to no one, and they belong to everyone. So for a farmer to take those deer and shoot them and sell them is just out of the realm of any type of conservation ethic, you know, any type of wildlife management that we can imagine as far as the science of wildlife management. And DNR's own words are that hunting is the most effective population control tool that we have in the toolbox. So we're going to stick with that. Now, if you'd like to do something about that, if you'd like to let the committee know what your feelings are, I'm going to invite you to go to the Maryland Hunting Coalition website. It's mdhuntingcoalition.org, C-O-A-L, like coal, I-T-I-O-N, that's how you spell coalition, .org, and you will be able to click on what's called the call to action button on the homepage. You'll see it, urgent call to action, click here. And what that will do is take you to a page where you can cut and paste, basically, or copy and paste an email and all the email addresses of all the committee members and let them know how you feel. Let's see here. Let's see if I can get there. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah, I can get there. Let's see. Let me just read this email to you, and it's something you can cut and paste. By the way, our phone number here is 410-922-6680. All right. Here's the introduction. On March 17th, the General Assembly Senate Education, Health, and Environmental Affairs Committee will hear testimony on SB 748, the bill that would allow farmers with deer management permits to sell wild deer meat they kill allegedly to protect their crops. Copy and paste the information below and email the committee members your opinion. FYI, you're not registered to vote. Your email will be trashed, which is true. All right, I have the subject line. All you got to do is highlight that, copy it, paste it. It says, oppose SB 748, sale of wild venison on DMPs. And then there are the committee members' emails, and here's what you can send. And I'll read it to you. Dear SEHEA Committee, I am opposed to SB 748. Maryland's wild deer belong to the citizens of Maryland. DNR's recent deer population management report and the 2014-15 deer harvest report already point to already declining deer numbers. This bill could lead to the annihilation of much of Maryland's rural deer population and a decline in DNR revenues as well as farmers' land leasing income. Do not allow our deer to be stolen from the landscape because of greed. Maryland Department of Natural Resources website states the following. Regulated hunting is the most effective and economical method of controlling deer populations in many locales. Over 60 years of experience and research confirm the effectiveness of deer hunting as a means of deer population control. In most situations, private landowners have the ability to regulate the deer harvest in order to reduce the level of deer damage on their land. And then there's a link there. The proposed law goes against not only every principle of scientific wildlife management and conservation, it would also be ethically and morally bankrupt decision. This law was only crafted to satisfy the financial and other self-interest of a limited number of Marylanders who desire this decision. Please vote unfavorably on this bill. Sincerely. And then you fill in your name and address. And then you hit the send button and off it goes. And you're good to go. So, that's all you have to do. And that stands with our three principles of the Merrill Hunting Coalition, which is information, action, and advocacy. Our advocate is working very diligently in both the House and the Senate, in the halls of Annapolis, with the folks who are on our side, which is the Legislative Sportsman's Caucus, and those who oppose us. And to show you an example of what is possible, the Senate this week passed unanimously our coalition-led initiative on strict liability, which conforms Maryland law to federal law in the issue of waterfowl baiting. So we have had two unanimous votes, actually four if you count the committee. But the House voted on March 5th unanimously to approve our bill, and the Senate voted unanimously this week to approve our bill. So one more procedural vote, and it goes to the governor's desk for signature to pass that law. We're very pleased with that. Of course, once that happens, the press release will come out and so forth. So if you want to know what's going on, go to the website. Again, mdhuntingcoalition.org. Go to the Facebook page. It's Facebook/MD Hunting Coalition. So, all right, let's take some calls. 410-922-6680. 410-WCBM-680. We have a new sponsor here, a new old sponsor, NBS Seafood. And this is just a friendly reminder that the Maryland oyster season ends the last day of March unless they extend the season, which they're talking about. I don't know if that's been passed yet or not. NBS Seafood, at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie, right beside Jim Donnie's RV. They're stocked with fresh-caught Pocomoke Sound oysters. You can come get them now before they're gone for the season. And they're stocked with live, wild-caught Louisiana crawfish, andouille sausage, gator sausage, and gator tail meat, along with live Louisiana crabs. They're your Louisiana seafood connection. That's NBS Seafood. That's right. NBS stands for no BS. You know, no bull stuff. Stop by and see them or call them. The number is 410-271-3202. They're open Monday and Friday from 2 to 6, and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 6. So they're open today and tomorrow, noon to 6, with no live gators, I only wish. But gator tail meat, gator sausage, wild-caught Louisiana crawfish, andouille sausage. If you want to make your own, you know, seafood boil, they've got it all. Seasoning and everything else, along with the live Louisiana crabs. 1223 Dorsey Road, Glen Burnie. Right there by the airport. Yeah, you know where the observation thing is? Down there in Dorsey Road? They're back this way towards 97, just, I don't know, half a mile, something like that. NBS Seafood. Check it out. Chesapeake Outdoors. I was there the other day. Talked to the folks. They're having a good season. Getting ready for fishing season. Folks are coming in, buying live bait, headed out and going fishing. Quite frankly, I traveled about 1,000 miles in the last 3 days. I've been in every county except Worcester and Somerset and Montgomery. I've been in Montgomery, too. So, anyway, yeah. And I was at Chesapeake Outdoors. They're getting ready for turkey season. They got a good selection of bows, and their winter camo's all on sale. You can check out the crossbows by Mission and Matthews and Barnett and Excalibur. They have now taken on Hoyt bows, if you're a Hoyt fan. They're very excited about that. They're setting up the Hoyt bows for everybody. And as far as fishing is concerned, boy, they showed me some really nice, pretty custom bucktail trolling lures, some bucktails and some umbrella rigs and some parachute lures and things like that. They've got the custom colors. They've got the big mojos, 20, 24 ounce and more. The spanking striper lures, which are locally done. The Maryland's largest selection of fishing and crabbing supplies, and they're ready to go. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, that's Chesapeake Outdoors. Route 50 East, that's exit 39B, that is Dominion Road. You'll see the big green sign before you turn in. But get off on Dominion Road, go right around the block, and you're right there in the parking lot at Chesapeake Outdoors. 410-604-2500, 604-2500.
This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. Liner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hi, Baltimore. This is Mark Levin, and now you can hear 3 hours of my show every weeknight at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz baits and Sarah Sloops, pumpkin seeds and flukes, blue yacht crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We'd love to hear from you. The new Maryland Hunting Coalition, Maryland Hunting Quarterly, oh boy, I get so confused, is online right now, and it's being delivered across the state. Big supplies of it are being dumped everywhere that we can possibly put, mostly our advertisers. And we've got some great articles in there about, you know, things like invasive species, like the big catfish, new fishing regulations. And, oh, by the way, coming up in the next hour, we'll have Susan Rivers talking about trout fishing, trout stocking, and some of the fun things that they've had to deal with in the in the trout fishing world this spring with all the horrible weather. We've got a great article about northern pike, walleyes, and chain pickerel in there from the experts. Our buddy Tackle Box Tim put an article in about small boat stripers. Tidal bass fishing on the eastern shore. My fishing friend Glenn Falbel from the Reservoir Anglers did a nice reservoir angling, Reservoir 101 summer bass patterns. And any number of fishing stories in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. It's our once-a-year fishing outlook. And we've been pretty lucky to have it, pretty successful with it. So we just want you to take a look at that and some other stuff, that a bunch of stories about kids and deer and some big giant bucks that were killed this past season. We just invite you to read it. It's Maryland Hunting Quarterly. It's free to pick up at your local store or online at MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. We are taking phone calls there this morning, folks. I know it's raining and you don't feel like moving around much. I certainly understand that. And Brian tells me now that the coffee machine is bust. Man, what am I going to do second hour? Am I going to have to nurse? I didn't put very much coffee in this big old cup this morning, so I might have to nurse this coffee through the next hour. I don't know how that's going to work. No apologies for drinking coffee, folks. Did I ever tell you I used to drink a lot of half and half in my coffee? And one of my pronghorn hunt to Wyoming in 2011, and I was used to drinking coffee in the morning, and you know, I get up and they said, no cream in the coffee this morning. I went, great. Here's some plastic milk, you know, that powdered stuff. And I'd had that before. I just looked at it and I went, you know what? Rather than put that fake stuff in my body, I'm going to go bare naked here on the coffee. I'm going to go black. And you know what? I never look back. So I enjoyed it. Black coffee from 2011 on. Yep. So we do have a caller on the line. Email address, by the way, if you'd like to reach out, is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. I do get emails from you. There's a couple that I've left unanswered that I've got to get back to. It's just been whirlwind here for a couple of weeks. Hey, looky there. Hey, is this John Brewer?
Yes, sir.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
You worn out yet?
No, it's just starting. Now I'm worn out.
Yeah, John Brewer is the coordinator of the third outdoor sports show at Garrett County Fairgrounds up there. I was up there yesterday and got to meet you, and it looks like you had a pretty good selection of vendors up there, John.
Yeah, we've got a good many this year. I'm happy to have that many. Hopefully we're going to have a great turnout today.
I hope so.
It's pouring down rain up here right now.
Yeah, that'll curtail any outdoor activities, won't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll get wet for 5 minutes to get into the fairgrounds up there. But very easily to find that place if you're headed up from here. Just turn on 219 South and just stay on it till you get to Deep Creek Drive. There's a light right there, and you just go past the light about 200 yards and make a left into the fairgrounds. Or if you make that left at that light, go up over the hill, you can get down into the parking lot, right?
Yep, you can't miss it.
Yep, exactly. Well, you've got a bunch of stuff coming up. You got a turkey calling contest tomorrow at noon. The Wild Turkey Federation up there is sponsoring that. The bow shoot today from 1 to 6.
Yes.
And there's hunting and target bows, youth and adult classes. Raffles, kids' activities, concessions. Daily casting contest sponsored by the Southern Garrett Bass Slayers. And tell me what the Maryland High School state champions are. What do they do?
Yeah, they actually won the Maryland State Championship down on the Potomac River last fall, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're coming up to help with the casting contest.
Yes.
And then you've got
their own booth up there.
And then you got a crossbow shoot again, 1 to 6 today. And Parker Crossbow is provided by and sponsored by the Backbone Mountain Sports Shop.
Yes, the Parker Bow rep's going to be here today. So
I got you.
Answer all the questions.
Good, good man. Yeah, and I'm sorry I'm not going to be there today, but I've got two other events going on today. We've got the Quality Deer Management Association banquet tonight. In Westminster, and this afternoon we've got the Maryland Bowhunter Society banquet in Glen Burnie. So we're going to be busy down here today, buddy, but I'll be up there tomorrow.
It sounds like you're going to be really busy.
Yeah, I do this radio show this morning. Am I reading this right? It's $30 for adults to get in the door?
No, $3.
Oh, $3.
That's a big difference.
Yeah, it is. No, I was just kidding you about that. $3 to get in the door. That's pretty generous on your part.
Yeah, we just want to get the people in here. Hopefully everybody's going to enjoy the show.
Yeah. It sounds like there's a lot of activities and 50-some vendors, and they're all pushing their deal. And I was telling the folks about Laura being there today. Laura and Ashley will be there today talking about the Maryland Hunting Coalition and handing out the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. Were you able to get a chance to flip through that book yesterday at all?
Yes, sir. I looked at it. It's a really nice quality magazine.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. We work hard at it. Yep. And when you see Laura in the booth today, that's her mother that puts all this together. Her mother's name is Donna. She's our creative director. So,
oh, great.
Very talented lady. Yep. So, but anything else you want to tell the folks about Garrett County this morning?
Oh, just come on out. It's raining. It's not snowing.
Nah, it's a change, isn't it?
Different.
Yeah, I was telling him. I said I was supposed to go ice fishing yesterday, but getting to the ice was the challenge.
Yes.
Yeah. So. Well, good. Well, John, anything else?
No, sir.
No?
I just hope everybody comes out. We got a lot of activities to do today and tomorrow. And,
okay.
Glad you came up today.
Well, I'll be back up there tomorrow, and you know, we'll chat some more. But I was watching them set up. I mean, it looks like there's retailers and guide services and conservation groups and a lot of folks up there. So,
yes, sir.
Yeah,
so we've got a lot of information
and trucks. I saw some trucks too.
Yes.
Yep. Good.
Get many trucks.
Yep. Well, that's great. I'm sitting right beside the Allegheny Garrett Sportsman's Association up there. Our friend Jerry Zimbauer and Joe Schroyer and Mike Griffin, they're all going to be there. So we'll have a good old time with those guys.
So. Yes.
All right, John. Thank you very much.
We'll see you tomorrow.
I'll be there, buddy.
All right.
See ya. Thanks. Bye bye. There he goes. Yep. Nice show. Nice fella. Good. You know, good folks up there in Garrett County. Grew up in that area, that neck of the woods, so it's always nice to be up there around folks that, you know, I know their mindset and that area. I mean, I drove around the area yesterday. I drove down through Friendsville yesterday just for fun. I turned left off of 219 and went on the accident Friendsville Road. And you know you're in the country when the road says state maintenance ends here and the road continues. Or road not maintained in winter. And you're driving down, you know, between, it's called the Accident Friendsville Road, and it turns from paved road to white knuckle down through the mountains. 200 feet to the bottom off the berm on your left. That kind of road. And but it's gorgeous. It's beautiful country, and it's, you know, you can see where the bears would just have a great time up there. I mean, it's too steep for the deer to climb, but it really is, but the bears would just love it. So I kept looking to see if there are any bears coming out of hibernation yet, but it's up in the old Meshack Browning stomping grounds, Bear Creek and all that area. So and what put me back through accident was the fact that I'd been bear hunting up there with a landowner a couple of years ago. So we just had a good old time. Anyway, it's a gorgeous country. So if you get a chance, head up to Garrett County and enjoy. You know, the lake itself has become pretty commercialized, but you get into the back country and you'll find some pretty interesting stuff. So down through Friendsville and ate lunch at the old, where did I eat yesterday? What's that called? The Castleman Inn? Yeah, Castleman Inn right there in Grantsville. And enjoyed lunch there. See, when I lived up there, that was a treat. You used to drive over to Grantsville and eat at Penn Alps or the Castleman. And so I just kind of went back in time a little bit and enjoyed my time up there. So I'll be headed up there tomorrow to work the show and close her up and head back home. So I mentioned the Quality Deer Management Association banquet. That I'll be emceeing that tonight. That's in Westminster at the Legion there. I'm sorry, at the VFW post on Pool Road, VFW post 467. And you can go to MarylandQDMA.com to see what's going on there. Gun raffles and door prizes and games and a good meal. The Maryland Bowhunter Society banquet is this afternoon at Michael's Fifth Avenue in Glen Burnie. I'll be down there. And, boy, I'll tell you what, MarylandBowhunterSociety.org, you go to that, they have got some tremendous things that they're raffling off and auctioning off. So you might want to check that out, too. So I'll be there as well. I'm not working that. I'm just enjoying that and reconnecting with some good friends. And I want to send out kudos to the Maryland Bowhunter Society. They've been very good supporters of the Maryland Hunting Coalition. So if you're a member of that, thank you, because you've been helping us a lot. So, and I also think that one of the officers is going to be testifying on Tuesday to help us stop this egregious bill, this horrific bill called Senate Bill 748, which would allow farmers that have crop damage permits to kill and sell deer on the open market. I would really like you to go to the Maryland Hunting Coalition website. That's mdhuntingcoalition.org and look at my perspective. I've written what I call unintended consequences of what could happen in the future on this bill. And I'd like to, if you have a chance to read it during the show, that'd be wonderful. If not, that's also fine. But I'd like to hear your opinion on it. And you can email me afterward after you read it at ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Oh, there's my friend Fran. Fran?
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm going to make you famous.
Why?
I've taken your call from 2 weeks ago, and we've put it on our call to action spot on our Maryland Hunting Coalition website, and it's also on the homepage of the Outdoorsman Radio Show.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, well, I said to myself afterwards, I said, Fran, you need to calm down, because you know I get upset when they don't show for you.
No, listen, I admired that passion. You've heard me get jacked up here on the show a little bit from time to time on something I'm passionate about, and there's nothing wrong with passion. There's nothing wrong with having an opinion and sharing it and hoping that others understand your opinion.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, I spoke from the heart. And
you did.
I told the guy, I said, oh, God, Charles, I went off. I don't know what I said. But anyway.
Oh, you could go on the website and hear it.
Oh, Lord. Anyway, this is what I called this morning. I said, friend, you've got to calm down, and you've got to show your support in other ways other than yelling at the hunters. So anyway, the first thing is I have to tell you about that coffee, because a guy called a couple of weeks ago, and I smiled to myself because I feel the same way. And he was saying how he listens to hear you sip that coffee, right?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, it's something magical about the way you sip that coffee. It makes you want to get up and get a cup, get up and fix breakfast. And I studied it, and I said, what is it that he does different? You sip the coffee, and then you go, you know, that's what makes everybody want to get a cup. And once they've listened to you for a while, we have our cups ready. And we hear you do that. You know, we start
raise your mugs.
So,
that's pretty funny.
That was the first. Then the second thing I wanted to tell you was congratulations to you and the Maryland Hunters Coalition for your victory so far. I really felt good this week about that. Third thing, I was watching TV, and I call it like a ticker tape. Down at the bottom,
yeah.
It was coming across that
the crawler.
They changed the mind about banning those bullets.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's the third thing. And
that was a sneaky little try by the administration to get the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms to ban those things, you know.
Yeah.
You remember, if you've been listening a while, those bullets were hard to get for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they sell them is in 55-gallon drums. I mean,
mm-hmm.
These are surplus rounds.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what our military uses for training and sometimes for this is what's in their guns. And the purpose of that bullet, that caliber in that bullet, was not necessarily to kill. It will.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not armor piercing. That's not the purpose either.
Mm-hmm.
That bullet was designed when you shoot somebody with it on the battlefield, it wounds them that does not kill them.
Mm-hmm.
And what that causes the rest of the soldiers to do is to take two guys to carry off the third guy.
Right.
So it's a very strategic bullet,
mm-hmm.
and it because there's so many of them produced. Big companies like Federal, which their military division is ATK, produce that there's a surplus for the public to use, and they use them in shooting sports and competitions and things like that. And it's an inexpensive way for people to enjoy the shooting sports. And what happened was when the government said that they were going to ban them, of course, some people took advantage and began to jack up the price, and demand exceeded supply, and the supply pretty much vanished into the private sector. But that doesn't mean that the 223 or 556 bullets are no longer produced. The bullets you can buy now are, you know, standard hunting rounds and things like that that people use for things like predator hunting and that type of thing. And that production is a lot higher quality bullet,
mm-hmm.
More actually deadlier than this bullet. And, you know, I think the public's getting smart. This can penetrate the police's, bulletproof vest and things like that. Not necessarily.
Okay. Well, the last thing I want to tell you, I set off my Maryland Hunters Coalition
yeah.
to join.
Oh, good.
And I put a small donation.
Well, thank you very much.
And I put in there donation for the driver of the bus.
Yeah.
I'm on board.
I look forward to seeing that one, friend. Thank you very much. I appreciate
okay.
that.
Okay. Well,
indeed.
Like I say, you know, I decided I could support everybody in a more quiet way.
Yeah.
And I've been doing all my homework, checking out, you know, how to get my hunter's license.
Good.
How to take the safety course.
Yes.
And I've been doing my homework.
Yeah. Probably the closest place for you is going to be Baltimore County Game and Fish Protective Association.
Oh, I know. I already called them.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
okay.
They got a class starting next week. I don't think I can make that one.
Yeah.
But the next ones I'm going to try to be in.
Gotcha.
So
there, you go,
there we go.
All right. Fran, I appreciate your call and I appreciate your support.
No problem.
And you did give me permission to use your call, so it's out there.
Okay, well, my goodness.
All right.
Well, thank
you, dear.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Fran out there in Baltimore. Good morning, Fran. How you doing, young lady?
Oh, good morning, Alan. I really tried not to call.
Why?
I tell you, when I'm listening to how many people did not show up, you know, and I thought to myself, you know, when I first started listening to you,
mm-hmm.
I had this image of you hunter guys, and I thought, you know, men are not what they used to be, like my father's generation and all. And I said, where are the men in America? They don't seem to fight for nothing anymore. And other than the military guys, you know. And I said, well, these hunter guys, I bet, you know, they're survivors. They provide for their families. They protect their families. And I'm going to tell you, you gave them a word today. I'm going to give them another word. Comes from my childhood. Scaredy cats.
Good one.
You know, your enemies are looking at you like you're scaredy cat.
Well, I don't want to go to no gun rally because they write down my license number. They know everybody who's going to be there.
Here's what I'm thinking. Maybe some people are afraid. You know, I go down to court to testify. They got my name. If you're a registered hunter, they already have your name.
They got your name.
They know who you are. They know where you are. They know why you are. If you got registered guns, they know what you have and those you don't.
Frank, baby, you said it right, friend.
You know, they know what you buy. You're on camera. They're looking at your email. Let me tell you something. They already know who you are. And they are coming after everything you've got. Let me tell you something. When grown men let other grown men decide to tell them what they can and cannot do, we've lost it. I'm telling you, hunters out there, if you don't want to come down for the Sunday hunting, there's a whole lot of other things you can come down and fight for that has to do with the outdoors. I can't believe you guys. You know, listen, I expected so much more. I thought you guys were fighters. You know, you guys in my mind was the Daniel Boone, the Rambo. You know what I'm saying? You don't let other men shut you down like that. They are going to shut you down. I don't know, 90,000 of you, whatever, they know where every one of you are. So what's to be scared to go in court? And like I said one time before, if you have to go to work and you can't go to court, send your wife, send your mama, send your sister, send your daughter. They can represent you down there. It's numbers. Numbers is what we're looking for. And they sit there on that panel, and they sit there, and they got that attitude because, hey, three people showed up. They're scared of us. I'm so disappointed.
Fran?
Yeah.
Do I have your permission to lift that little quote that you just ran through there and play that again sometime?
Do whatever you want.
I would love to be able to do that. I'd love to be able to isolate that little part of your speech and play that from time to time.
They already know where they are. They know who you are. You know what I'm saying? Oh.
Look.
I'm sorry.
Don't you dare apologize. Don't you dare apologize. You did exactly what you needed to do and said exactly what you needed to say and exactly what they needed to hear. Thank you.
All right.
I'm in your debt.
No.
All right, friend.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Hey, listen, Operation Second Chance and the NPLB organization, No Person Left Behind, has an event coming up to support our wounded veterans. Now, NPLB is the organization that takes these wounded vets from the hospitals right to the field. They take them fishing and hunting, and they take them all over the country to get them back into their normal routine, and they do that therapy. therapeutically with fishing and hunting. So support our wounded veterans at a Bull Roast Banquet on April 26th, noon to 6. It's a fundraiser as well, and a live concert following at Timonium Fairgrounds, 2200 York Road. That's the 4-H Hall. The tickets are $35 for singles, $55 for couples, and kids under 10 are free. It's a bull roast, a live auction, a cash bar, and more. Why not go? I'm going to be there. Give Mark Hoke a call, 301-674-4234. That's 301-674-4234. Or Susan Peacock is another course person you can call, 301-775-7738. 301-775-7738. Support our wounded veterans by heading to the Bull Roast Sunday, April 26th, noon to 6 at Timonium Fairgrounds in the 4-H Hall. You'll be glad you did. Let's see. We got to talk about Clyde's Sports Shop. Yeah, Clyde's is having a sale coming up. Chuck, hang in there. We'll talk to you in a second. My buddy Chuck, I know he's up in Deep Creek, too. Clyde's Sports Shop is having a ready-to-rock sale. All Rockfish trolling baits and lures are going to be on sale. Premium monofilament line, half price from only 1 cent per yard. Just bring in your empty spools, and they'll reel that reel full of just the best line you can have. Penn Reel Specials. You can get a GTI 330 for just $89.95. All the trolling combos will be on sale. Shakespeare, Fluger, Ugly Sticks. Check out the full selection of St. Croix rods. Clyde Sports Shop sale coming up. When? Friday, March 27th through Sunday, April 5th. March 27th through Sunday, April 5th at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Everything you need for fishing, including live bait. 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. Give them a call, 242-6108. And don't forget that 24-hour fishing hotline either, 247-3474-247-FISH.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. New location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
Hey, the Maryland Fishing Challenge is a free year-round tournament hosted by the Maryland Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service for every recreational fisherman in Maryland. Eligible fish are all game fish, more than 65 species in five categories: freshwater, Chesapeake Bay, Atlantic Coast, catch and release, and invasive species. There's also a youth division connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club. You catch a fish, just catch a big fish of a minimum size. You can receive your official angler award and an invitation to the grand finale in September, where you could win a Tracker Marine boat package, an exotic fishing vacation from the World Fishing Network, Costa gear, tackle packages from Bass Pro Shop and Bill's Outdoor Center, and more. Avoid cabin fever. It's time to break out. It's time to go. The fish are biting. That's right. We even had two state records this year already. Did you know that? Now is not the time to stay indoors. Go fish. The official rules are online at dnr2.maryland.gov/fisheries. Go get them.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Start your day with Sean and Frank, Maryland's wake-up call. Weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
CCR. Let's talk to Chuck in Hampstead. Good morning, Chuck. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Are you in Hampstead or are you in Garrett County this morning?
Actually, I'm up at the lake.
You're at the lake. Isn't it peaceful up there?
Yeah. Raining this morning, but yes, peaceful up here.
Yeah, nice and quiet.
Yep.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. Nice and quiet. I used to like staying up there. I used to stay at that little motel. I think, what's it called? Lake Star now. And I think that's where Laura's stayed last night. It used to be something else, right there on McHenry Cove, right across from the fairgrounds there.
Oh, that's
Lake Star Lodge or whatever they call it now.
Yeah, like that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's right down there on, but it's been there forever. And I used to stay there, and I talked to the owner at one point. I guess it's been through four or five different owners now. And I said to her, why don't you advertise in my magazine? And she said, why? I said, you get some hunters in here. She goes, really, I don't necessarily want any deer hunters. I said, why? She said, I had a guy in here a couple of years ago. He said he had a room on the second floor with a balcony overlooking the lake. I said, yeah. She said he actually shot a deer, dragged it up the steps, threw the room, and hung it off the balcony overnight.
Oh, Jesus.
I said, that's great. She said, you try to explain the bloodstains on new carpet in front of the fireplace to people coming in the room. I said, I get your point.
Yeah.
some people, you know. It wouldn't be any good in his truck. Somebody would steal it. So let's just take it into the room and hang it off the balcony of the hotel. Oh, my gosh. Unreal. So anyway,
that would look good too.
Oh yeah. So are you all ready for today, buddy?
Yep. I got in yesterday about 4 o'clock.
Yep.
Up. So
was the room filled up at that point?
No, there's still was about one fourth of the tables were empty. They had nobody been in.
But. Yeah, I know. You'll have a mad rush there this morning for people trying to get in and get set up. So. But we were ready. Our booth looks pretty good.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I saw where you were. So, I told you last night, I went over, took a few of the quarterly hunting journals and some of the hunting coalition brochures. Got them over on my table. Which
feel free. Yep. Did you put some of your brochures on our table?
I'll do that this morning.
Yeah, do that. Make sure you talk to Laura. I'll probably text her here. Right before the show, so very good.
Yeah.
Well,
my wife's driving up this morning. So
gotcha. All right, buddy.
For to help me. So
all right. Will we see you Tuesday? You think?
I think so. I'll talk to you about that tomorrow.
That'd be good. I'll be there.
All right.
Yep. All right. Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate the call. Enjoy the show.
No,
what's the name of the group in case somebody comes up wants to see you?
Physically Challenged Bowhunters of America.
Physically Challenged Bowhunters of America. Absolutely. All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right.
See you, Chuck. Bye-bye. Well, there you go. Do I need to do any more commercials this hour? Do you want me to talk about Chesapeake Outdoors? All right, I was in there the other day. They're very happy to have the new Hoyt bows in stock. They were actually putting some together to put on display, which is great. I'm glad they got Hoyt, along with Matthews and Mission Crossbows and Excalibur and Parker and Carbon Express and Barnett. They've got all those. They do pretty good archery business, and they were putting them all together. They were, you know, they know what they're doing when it comes to setting a bow up and that type of thing. So I was checking all that out. And I walked around a little bit. I looked at some of the trolling gear. The new there's some really pretty custom bucktails down there if you want to see them. Well done, well crafted, nice colors. The Mojos, of course, the big giant balls that you bounce on the bottom, big lead heads, 20, 24 ounces and bigger. And they're very nice, Spank and Striper baits. I mean, they've got everything for trolling, all the trolling rods, they've got live bait, they got everything for perch fishing. So, and I said, well, what are the fishermen saying? They said, they're not telling us much. I said, they must be biting somewhere if they're not saying anything. So, yeah, you know how closed-mouthed some fishermen can be. But anyway, I enjoy going into Chesapeake Outdoors, and you will too. It's the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. Chesapeake Outdoors is located Route 50 East, exit 39B on Kent Island. Not far after you cross the Bay Bridge, just look for the big green sign. It says Chesapeake Outdoors on the right. And turn off on exit 39B, go around the block there behind the Exxon station. You're right in the parking lot. The big parking lot there runs from 52 to the street there. So, you know, you just run around the corner. So why not check them out? Chesapeake Outdoors. Their friendly and courteous staff will help you find whatever you need. And don't forget, they've got everything you need for turkey season, too. Firearms and ammunition, calls and decoys. They've even got the Avian X decoys, so you might want to get those before they sell out. 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. And there's the music. Believe it or not, we survived another hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. Susan Rivers will be coming up next. We're talking about trout stalking, trout fishing. That's right around the corner here. Trout fishing. We watched them fishing over at Tuckahoe State Park on the spillway the other day. They said they were doing pretty well. So, good. Glad to hear it. And we'll see you all after the news. And remember, it's mdhuntingcoalition.org is our website. The call to action has to do with sending an email out to oppose Senate Bill 748, which would allow farmers to sell deer meat that are killed on deer management permits. Facebook page is facebook.com/MD Hunting Coalition. And you can go on there and like us and check everything out that we're doing. Good victory this week. The Senate voted unanimously on strict liability. But now it's time for me to say get out, stay safe.